The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for information purposes only and are not necessarily those of CJAD 800 or Bell Media. The opinions do not constitute professional advice. Please contact your own renovation expert directly before making any decisions. The Home Improvement Show with Ken Connors and Jan Eakes.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on this beautiful Saturday, July 29th. It's a little after 9 o'clock, 9:07. And Jan is on a second week of a two-week holiday, but filling in admirably, as he did last week as well, as Walter Rassi from Monopco. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
How is your trip in?
My beautiful. An hour and a half. Detours for detours. Even the cops did not know where to send me. No,
but you made it. You made it here. Nice. Absolutely. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
If you want to talk to Walter and get some information on home renovations, some projects you have, or just some information about renovations in general, by all means, 514-790-0800. It's a beautiful morning, though. Summer's here.
That's definitely here.
For a while there, I wanted a do-over on July in July because we didn't have a great July, but the end of the month is looking really good right now. We have a beautiful weekend, and the E-Race, of course, is this weekend. We're going to start right off the bat. Do you mind?
Absolutely.
Walter's ready to go. Again, 514-790-0800. Grab a line right now, as Stephen did. Hi, Stephen. Stephen, are you there? Oh, hang on. We're just going to punch the right button here. There we go. I got you now. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Very good. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm in St. Justin.
Oh, very nice. Listen, Walter's here this morning. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I had a question, Walter. It's regarding going 700 feet with a electric cable, 110.
Okay.
I need to power up a water pump, and I need to go 700 feet. What would be the gauge of wire that I'd need to use to go that length? And what would be the breaker, like a 15 amp? Would that be enough to go 700 feet?
I have no idea. To be quite frank with you, electrical is not my thing. But that's something definitely not a do-yourself kind of project. So definitely you should call a master electrician, especially for something that's specialized.
Oh, I see. Okay. Not a problem.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Sorry about
that.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks, Stephen. 514-790-0800 for your home improvement questions and advice. Grab a line right now. There's one open. There's two open, as a matter of fact. 514-790-0800. You can call toll-free as well at 1-800-491-CJAD. What kind of things are the team at Renopco handling this week?
Well, we have it all, actually. We have general contracting, the normal stuff, the kitchens, the bathrooms. We have a nice commercial project going on as well. And some floods and fires, like the usual.
Yeah.
Usual, same old, like they say.
Does it, is the renovation business seasonal in terms of, you say, oh, okay, this is going to be our busy time, this is going to be our quiet time. Is it quieter in the summer?
Not anymore.
No?
It used to be, in the old days, we'd have, you know, some down part in the winter and then few weeks in the summer. But last 7-8 years, we've just been going at it nonstop.
When it comes to when you get approached to handle a renovation project, do you give advice to the client before your team arrives? What do you want them to do on their part to get prepared?
Well, a lot of things. I mean, now it's easy to research what you want.
Yeah.
At least to have a general idea on, you know, on the whole concept, on the whole project. And when you get there and the client already did a bit of research, making decisions become much easier. We direct them, we guide them. Sometimes they choose things that are the wrong things. We tell them it's not the right product or anything like that. But pretty much you sit down with them, help them guide it. A successful renovation job is all about the planning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where most people slack off. You know, they just jump right in it, and then they make these quick snap decisions in the project. So we tend to really be boring when it comes to the planning stages. We spend a lot of time. We talk about the boring details. We even go all the way down to the color of the grout, you know, and the finish and the paint.
As people like to say, the devil is in the details. Eh? It's 100%. All in the details.
Especially in renos.
Yeah. 514-790-0800. If you have a question for Walter when it comes to your home renovation project, something you need taken care of at home, by all means, call now. Grab a line at 514-790-0800. Here's a question for you. When it comes to renovations, do you usually advise the people to go out and get all their materials before your team shows up?
No.
No?
Don't forget, we're wholesalers and distributors of material.
Okay.
So when we give a guarantee, we like to give it on both. Because let's say you go and buy your own tiles, and you know some of these tiles are really cheap, and they break after 6 months. Mm-hmm. Do you blame it on the labor or on the tile? So it's always preferable that whoever is doing the work and giving you a guarantee gets you both and guarantees both at the same time. In case there's a problem, we can honor the guarantee rather than have an argument about is it the material, is it the product, is it the labor. So that's very important. Plus, a lot of times, if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're buying the wrong product. We do a lot of, and we work a lot with Yannick's as well, we do a lot of testing on products. So we have the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we classify it as such.
514-790-0800. If you have a home improvement question, grab a line right now. It's Ken Connors. Jan's on holiday. Walter Assey from Renofco has been nice enough to pinch it. The lines are filling up here on this beautiful Saturday morning. Did you notice some of the people already in the stands outside here on the corner waiting for the racing?
I did. It's unbelievable. How early did they get here?
Yeah. Well, the site was open as of 7:30 this morning. And so the actual race is going to go on at 4 o'clock this afternoon, but there'll be some trials and what have you. So I think people are more curious than anything else to see these electric cars and the sound of the electric cars on the tracks.
Yeah, I heard a couple of them. It's not bad, actually. That would be quieter than that.
Let's get to the phones here. Again, 514-790-0800. Joanne, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling in regards to the vapor barrier paint. Mm-hmm. Your feelings on it. Do you feel it's a good
choice?
Choice, yeah.
Where are you applying this?
We've been advised to do it to all the ceilings on the inside of the house because the roof was replaced in 2015 and they put the maxi vents.
Okay.
But they didn't close the vents at the peaks of the roof. Mm-hmm. And we had someone checking out the insulation, and they say there's some signs of some mold on some of the wood up in the attic. But if we use the vapor barrier paint on the inside of the house, they will come back and, or somebody will come back and spray the wood up in the attic that's showing the very slight signs of a bit of mold to prevent it from getting any more greater. Otherwise, we have to take out all the insulation and have 2 inches of foam sprayed, mm-hmm. And then new insulation put in, and we're contemplating which route we're going to go.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. When you have mold, okay, mm-hmm. the back of your gibrock, okay, or gypsum board is made out of paper. It's organic. So that's where mold would love to grow, okay? If you do the vapor barrier paint from the inside of the home, what you're really doing is you're just putting a Band-Aid on the problem. Because the mold, if it is there, it's already started growing on the backing of your gypsum board. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So and then the other thing I want to tell you about spraying mold. There is a misconception about spraying mold. Okay? Mold have to be removed, not sprayed.
Mm-hmm.
A dead mold spore is as bad for you as a live one, okay? So that's why whenever we do any application, we do a HEPA vacuuming or we have some type of suction machines to suck and trap the mold into filtration systems. So there is a misconception about going and spraying. It's not a bug. If it stays in a location that is infected, it's as bad for you as a live one. Okay, so I would go straight to the source. If the source is, you know, you need to, if you want to put an adequate vapor barrier, you want to put it right before the gypsum board.
Yeah, there you go, Joanne. Thanks for the phone call.
The Home Improvement Show with Ken Connors and Jan Eakes.
Jan is enjoying some well-deserved vacation time, but Walter Assey for the second week in a row from Renofco is in here in the chair on the hot seat answering all the calls, and we thank him for it. Let's get right back to it, Walter. We go to Linda, who's on the line. Linda, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're great. Look at the weather.
It's, yeah, you can't ask for better, right?
And where are you calling from this morning?
Pierrefonds. I'm calling from Pierrefonds,
What's your question for Walter?
I have a question, actually. We have a three-bedroom house, which we currently heat by oil, forced air.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know if it's beneficial to consider switching to dual energy or bi-energy. I'm not sure what it's called, but to go from what we have to heat with electric and oil.
100%. So you will have savings, okay?
Okay.
Especially that, you know, when the heat pump kicks in. I mean, Hydro-Québec have a formula. But if saving is what you're thinking about, definitely it's a good route to go.
Okay. Even though, because we have an air conditioner right now, everything is working well. So
yes.
Should we do it now, even though like our air conditioner is still good? And
So the good thing is when you call a good company in ventilation, yeah. they have a formula and they will make you calculations on what your savings are going to be.
Okay.
So you can make an educated decision.
Okay.
So depending on, you know, how old your house and how big it is and how well insulated, they will be able to tell you, for example, you're paying $2,000 a year in heating. If you do buy energy, it will save you that much per year and so on and so forth. While you're at it, also ask them about Tri-Energy, because that's something that's new and you know, it might also be beneficial just to explore and know about a bit more.
Hmm. So that's oil, electric, and something else?
That's right. So they will explain it for you.
Okay.
And it just to make you a comparative chart between bi-energy, tri-energy, or just oil.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Linda. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's 9:21 for Linda. From Linda, we go to Brad. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning.
Hi. Say hi to Walter.
Hello.
Hi, Brad.
I started listening to you when you were answering the question about doing electrical, and I want to thank you for your answer, because, you know, clearly you're not an electrician, you're a general contractor,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in the business myself, and some of the questions I get asked are, I mean, we could have a comedy festival just on some of the questions my clients ask.
You have to know your limitations in life, eh?
yeah, no, and I very much like your answer there, you know, and I just want to say it's the first time I turned on the show. It's the first time I hear you, but you know, you have a good thing going there, and you clearly know what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I see your trucks around town all the time.
Thank you.
So you must be doing something right.
Thanks for the call, Brad.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Bye. Very nice call, Walter. Let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. Chris is calling all the way from the Eastern Townships. What do you have for us?
Yep, I have a question about painting asphalt shingles.
Mm-hmm.
We recently did some renovations on our home this spring, some siding, some windows, soffits, gutters, and we kind of came to the realization that the color of our shingle, which is like a maroon color, wasn't really matching the rest of it. So without going in, because the roofing shingles are about 8 years old, so they still have a decent life to them,
mm-hmm.
And without going and completely, you know, redoing the shingles, a friend of mine who does some carpenter work said, hey, you know, you can paint that. And so like a lot of my generation do, we get on YouTube and Dr. Google, and we did find a few videos and articles on it, the pros and cons. My question is, have you ever seen anybody do it? Is it something that can be done in the climate, or is it something that's only done more further south of us, or any advice you might have on that?
So I have not seen anybody do it, not in our climate at least. I mean, I've seen some inquiries, I've seen the product. We have not tried it, simply because probably there was some reticence about the minus 40 and the plus 40 that we get in our climate. So paint usually, as we all know, works and does not work so well in different variations of climate. When it comes to paint, it also depends on the quality of the paint and the manufacturer.
Right.
So
I did see that Behr makes one model, which is sold at the Home Depot. And then when I was in at the local BMR, they carried a Technoseal product. It was not necessarily like a straight paint like you would have. It's more of a elastomer product,
yeah.
I guess,
yeah.
That's applied with a roller.
Yeah.
But now the sales agent was also obviously trying to sell the product, but was saying, you know, they can also prolong the life of your shingles because it acts as a sealer.
Yes.
However, the con to that is maybe... you know, you want to be careful with retaining the moisture if your home is has a lot of trees around it or whatnot. So I just was curious if you'd
add anything. So the TechniSeal does work. You want to make sure that your shingle is clean and dry beforehand. So do not apply it the next day right after a rainfall or if it's damp or a humid day. So make sure it's really dry and it's really clean, and then you apply it. As a product, the TechniSeal does work. We've done that product for the purpose of sealing a roof and then helping in certain water infiltrations.
I'm hoping it's that the color issue won't be too much because, as I mentioned, my shingles now are a maroon color. We're hoping to go something towards gray, but maybe I could try it on a just a regular piece on the side before I go up and apply it to the whole roof. But
well, I would not even go on the side where people could see it. Go in somewhere that is behind a chimney or something like that. And you know what you could also do? You could apply a section. And then make it wait a year. So do it like in the fall and see how it reacts the following year. And that will give you a good idea on the longevity and the color and everything. Because don't forget, when you first apply it, it's not going to be the color that you're going to have. You want to wait for it to be baked in the sun a little bit and then, have a few rainfall before you get the real color out of this.
Very good. Thank you for your help, gentlemen.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for the call. If you want to get in right now, you can talk to Walter from Renovco at 514-790-0800. You can call toll-free as well. It's 1-800-491-CJAD. We say goodbye to Chris so that line frees up. Grab a line right now, and we'll come back with more of the calls right after this.
The Home Improvement Show with Ken Connors and Jan Eakes.
Welcome back. It's the Home Improvement Show indeed. Yeah, Yannick's is on a second week of a two-week holiday. He'll be back next week, but filling in and handling the calls is Walter Assey from Renovco. And we're happy to have him here. He made it in despite the detours and the road closures and what have you with the Formula E racing. That's right down here in our neck of the woods, the eastern tip of the downtown core. It's Formula E weekend, as you know, here in Montreal. 934, grab a line right now if you have a home improvement question for Walter. That's 514-790-0800. Call right now. There's still plenty of time. You can call toll-free as well at 1-800-491-CJAD. Let me ask you something. When it comes to renovations and what people are doing, I can only imagine that the two of the most popular renovation projects are bathrooms and kitchens.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is it one above the other?
Well, not really. I mean, bathrooms is more a project that in a lot of cases you have to do because there's, water infiltration or water damage or anything like that. But as far as investment for your home, it's a piggy bank. So you can cash it in anytime you want. 96% return. And another thing,
they say the first people notice, I guess, is they go to when they're especially when it comes to selling a home or buying a home, it's the kitchen.
Yes.
They look at the kitchen.
That's where we live. I mean, that's where you spend most of your time. And that's the most expensive room in the house as well. So they want to see, the kitchen is really an introduction to how well you take care of your house. So let's say you have a very rundown kitchen. For them, it's an indication that you probably have bad roof, bad plumbing, bad electrical, and bad everything else. So it's also a buyer's mentality on how they're going to look at a home. We always tell our clients, don't do it because you're selling. Do it to enjoy it. And then if you need to sell, cash out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And I imagine, and sometimes it's not, it's just the look. I'm talking by experience here from our what's going on in my house. Sometimes, you get tired of looking at the same cabinets, or you just want to freshen up the look of the master bedroom. So sometimes it's not a necessity, but it's just a want. Right?
100%. Yeah. 100%. I mean, you can never waste your money by investing in your home.
Yeah.
It's not like buying a car or a boat or anything like that. It always comes back to you, and at least you enjoy it. 100%. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Let's go back to the phones here. 514-790-0800. You can call right now and grab a line and get your home improvement question answered. If you need a little advice, that's what Walter's here for. Ricardo's out on the West Island. Ricardo, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. What's your question?
My question is, I have a problem with the sewers, right? Sometimes it back up from the toilet in the basement. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I'm using the washing machine, mm-hmm. there's a bubble coming out also to the toilet in the basement.
Yes.
I was told I should locate the sewers clean out in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And I find out the clean out, but... I find out there's two sewers clean out. One's in black, one is in white. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wonder what those two is. That have to clean both of them or just one of them?
Okay. Let me ask you a question. How old is your home?
30 years.
Okay. Do you have a backwater valve in your basement?
I don't think so.
Okay. Your situation is probably some type of blockage or partial blockage in your drainage. Okay.
Yes.
So what you need to do is you need to pass a fish and to try to unblock it.
Okay, so by passing the snake fish, should be taking care of the problem?
Correct. But, I mean, here's the thing. How long is the fish that you're going to take? Because if you're going to take a 20-foot fish and your blockage is at 75 feet, you're not going to gain much. So it has to be fairly long that it actually gets to the, as far as possible to the city.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
And number two, if you have one with a camera, you can actually locate where the blockage is and if you actually succeeded into unblocking it as well.
Okay. So
sometimes a fish is not enough. If you have a lot of a blockage and it's been, you know, just compacting over the years, you might need to pressure wash as well. And
so
there are,
I need to another equipment to clock. Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, okay, here's the thing. If you call a plumber that have a pressure washer, it could be both done at the same time.
Okay.
If you don't want to go that route, at least try by renting a fish, passing it yourself, and then you will see right away the result if it actually succeeded or not.
Okay, so I need a longer snake, right?
Just because sometimes we typically see these blockages a bit further down in the pipe.
Okay.
If it's very close to the origin, right away you'll see the result. You'll see it things will start backing up at a much, you know, faster pace, and it will be a bit more bothersome than what you're seeing right now. So that's why I'm thinking it's a bit further down in the drain.
Okay.
And that's why it's taking time to back up and bubble and do what it's doing.
Is it better with electric snake or manual snake?
Well, electric is always better.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely electric is always better.
Okay. Think I know what should I do. Okay, thank you.
You can even
much.
Rent them if you wish. You can actually go and rent them if you don't want to purchase one.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ricardo.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. It's a 940. Grab a line right now at 514-790-0800. We go to the East End, St. Leonard. It's Stimata, is that the name?
Yes, it's Stimata.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Very good. What's your question for Walter?
My question is, can an old home be converted into solar energy?
Anything can be converted into solar energy.
Would you have to do it on the roof? Can you do it on the sides?
Well, it depends what you want in solar energy. I mean, right now, if you wait a little bit, we have the Tesla shingles that are coming out.
Okay.
And this is just a fantastic product.
So
the roof itself can become a power plant for your home.
And at the same time, you can have electricity in case there's not enough sun.
You will have a lot of electricity. It's not, you know, you can have electricity, heat, and from what I've read and research about it, it's a fantastic product.
Okay. Is it very expensive?
Not at all.
Oh,
not
wow.
at all. It's extremely affordable.
Okay.
And actually, it's a nice-looking product.
Oh, great.
It's a nice-looking product. So it doesn't look like those cumbersome solar panels that you have on top of the roof or anything like that. And it works. It works fantastic, especially in our weather.
Oh,
a matter
great.
Of fact, that the shingle itself is so it's built so solid and so rigid. I've read some reviews that's even better than conventional shingles.
Do you have to go to a special place for it? Or?
Well, right now, unfortunately, it's back-ordered. So Tesla is sold out till 2018.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to have to wait a while. But then, you know, when the product is going to be streamlined into the market, I think it will be an easy decision for you to make.
Easier to order.
Yeah, and then once you see it, it will be a really easy decision for you to make.
Stimata, can I ask you how old the home is?
It's not for me. It's because I have clients that are buying new homes, and I wanted to suggest solar energy to them because I had seen it on the radio, and I think it's a wonderful idea.
Okay.
That's why I was asking about it.
You just have to narrow down, you know, when you say solar. I mean, there's a lot of different things coming out. Like,
And you can even do it with townhouses, eh?
You can do it with anything you want, really. Okay. It's there's the Tesla batteries. There's like a million. And you know, renewable energy now is a thing. So you have new products coming out almost every week. You really have to keep on reading up on them and whatever. But the product that caught my attention a lot really is the Tesla so far.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tamara. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 514-790-0800 to get in on the Home Improvement Show live on the air. It's 942. Is this a trend that you're seeing more and more of in Montreal? Are more people sort of moving in this direction where they're looking and considering the option of solar energy?
You know, I really compare it to electric cars. The more the trend is going toward electric cars, the more you see people going into solar energy as well.
Snooping around, yeah.
So you see the change coming like almost in parallel. You know, now we see more and more Teslas on the street. We see more and more electric cars on the street. And that's how the psyche of the consumer is really...
It's funny you should mention that because one of the theories about this type of race and event here in Montreal, it just raises the profile of electricity and electric mm-hmm. cars and what have you. And it's sort of it's top of mind for people now.
100%.
Yeah. 943, that's Walter Rassi from Renovco. And you can grab a line right now if you want to talk to him at 514-790-0800. By the way, this is Ken Connors on until 10 o'clock, and then Lisa will be in here. And let me just take a second and give you a reminder about the team at Electrica, your home electrician. They're always available when you need them. In fact, Electrica offers same-day service. That's right. You call them before 10 in the morning. They'll call you back. They'll give you a two-hour window for when they'll be coming over. That same-day service, because your comfort should not have to wait. And by the way, that not waiting applies now during the construction holiday. Electrica is working right through it as we enter week number two. They are always there for you. Electrica with a K.ca. Let's go to Sylvie, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Sylvie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You heard Walter talking about the Tesla tiles.
Correct. Yeah. I want to know, in our climate, obviously, with a lot of snow, what happens when it snows on the tiles or if it snows on solar panels? Do you need to go up and remove it?
No. So you don't, and don't forget the type of shingles that we're talking about. They're made to be if you Google them, they're made to be slippery. So it's like almost think of a plastic or a metal roof. Okay, they act as a storage. So they take in the sun when it's not snowing, and they store the energy. So eventually, when you know the snow melts or slides off the roof, it starts taking in more solar energy. So
okay.
it works, as a matter of fact, it probably works better in our climate than anything else.
Really? Because I'm from up north and we have a lot of snow.
Yeah, I mean, I've read some reviews on the testing in colder areas. I think they've done some testing in Iceland and you know, similar in the Nordic countries. And the results was phenomenal. So
it's
a really promising product. And it's not really expensive. So it's more like an investment than an actual reno.
Right. I've read about them also. I saw when they first came out, they were talking about them. But I know they're back-ordered, but my roof doesn't need to be done at this time. So hopefully by the time it needs it, they won't be on back-order anymore.
So let me tell you, like, I mean, I actually did my roof a couple of years ago, and I did a fast calculation. I will even make money by doing a Tesla roof right away, because I will save about $4,000 a year in heating and electrical.
Wow.
And it cost something like $12,000, if the numbers that I saw were right, to get it done. So for me, it was like a no-brainer, you know?
Of course. That's Walter Rassi from Renovco. He's filling in for Yannix this week.
The Home Improvement Show with Ken Connors and Yannix.
Nice to have you with us on this beautiful Saturday morning. 9:48, let's get back right back to the phones with Walter from Renovco. Philip is on the South Shore in Brossard. Hi, Philip.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You want to talk about your roof?
Yes, my roof was done about 15, 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed there is a corner when in the wintertime, the snow tends to stay there long before, after, you know, the whole roof is cleared. And I noticed that some of the tiles seem to be folding in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And also all along the gutter,
Okay.
The ends of the tile just seem to be fallen.
Mm-hmm.
What could be the cause of that, you know?
So it could be either lack of insulation in that area creating the hot meeting the cold.
Mm-hmm.
It could be lack of ventilation, soffit blockage. You know, what you really need is to go up in your attic and look what's happening in that particular corner of the home.
Okay.
Typically, it's really like one of these three things: lack of insulation, blockage in the ventilation,
mm-hmm.
and the soffits, I should say, or somehow this area is not being properly ventilated.
So, along the gutter could be the same problem.
Yes, I mean it's exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
So ice damming typically happens due to either lack of insulation in your attic or lack of ventilation.
Okay.
How's that, Philip?
Okay, then. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye now. 514-790-0800 to talk here on the Home Improvement Show. Marilyn's been waiting. Marilyn, you want to talk about these Tesla tiles that have come up today?
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Walter.
Good morning.
We spoke quite a while ago. I live in the country.
Okay.
Sort of in the country. And we have to do the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a low slant.
Okay.
And I was thinking a lot of solar panels because in Ontario, you see in the country, solar panels all over the place.
Yeah.
And but it looks a little bit ugly because, they have them on some barns. It's full of these panels. Now that you mentioned the new subject matter there with Tefla shingles,
mm-hmm.
It would be ideal if I could wait. Now, my question is, we are exposed now to some sort of a storm tunnel. When the wind comes from the west or north, it hits us right on, and it even lifted up shingles.
Okay.
On the roof and drove some ice and snow underneath and so on. Now, these shingles that you're talking about, are they extra heavy or strong, or what makes them differ other than their solar power from other shingles?
Well, again, the product is not out of the market. We're all reading about the research that they've done and the testing that they've done in multiple climates and under different conditions. So they subjected them to wind tunnels, to storms, to ice, snow, very hot weather.
Yeah,
It performed extremely well. Okay.
Okay.
But like any product, I mean, is it really a marketing hype? And then when the product comes out and we install it a couple of years, we're going to see the real problems behind it? I don't know.
Yeah. I understand that. Now, do you know by any chance if these shingles are put on, do you need a special type of ventilation? We have cathedral ceiling.
No, you don't. It works exactly like any type of roofing system.
And then a final question to give somebody else a chance. With vents, you know, we have. I hate those ugly vents. They call them maxi vents.
Yes.
And also with regard to the storms, I saw some vents fly away, sort of. And we have on our present roof since years. When we had the roof redone 15 years ago, we insisted on having the same vents, which are more or less flat.
Yes.
Small ones, and they work perfectly well, even though the people who gave us quotes did not know anything. Oh, they said they're no good and so on. I said, yes, they are, because the ventilation is there.
Okay.
So I was just wondering your thoughts about those vents, because I tend to insist on having the same vents on there.
Okay. So the way it works with vents is not really cosmetic. It works by square footage.
Yeah.
A good roofer will calculate the square footage of your roof.
Yeah.
And every vent he will install on the roof is supposed to cover the square footage of the attic that we need to ventilate.
We have no attic.
I mean, regardless, if you are actually ventilating anything, the way it works is with square footage. So if you don't have a big area and you find that they're ventilating well and you don't see any signs of condensation or mold or anything like that, that means they're working, okay?
Yeah, exactly. This is what I say. And also you can see in winter around those vents where the hot air goes out or whatever air goes out, you see a clearing of that area.
So when you look at your attic, if you want to really know if it's healthy or not, the temperature of the attic should be exactly the same temperature as the outside.
Yeah.
So if you come into your, if you go up to your attic in the winter and it's actually hotter than the outside, then do you have things to worry about?
Excuse me for interrupting you. We have no attic.
Okay, but I'm just saying in general, the idea behind that area that you're ventilating is supposed to get the same temperature as the outside.
So I couldn't answer you there, but I very much appreciate your input and I'll call you on your business line.
No problem. Thank you.
Very much. Have a super weekend.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Bye-bye.
Very good call. Yeah, I was mentioning to Walter off-air that, certain topics just gain traction, the roofing and the shingles and these Tesla tiles.
Roofing day today.
It's roofing day. And I was telling him off-air as well, I purchased a model home in Saint Laurent, and I think I was told that the shingles and the roofing that I had with the house, they're probably going to last 15 years. And they lasted 15 years to the year.
Yeah.
At the 15-year mark, 15-year mark, they had to be replaced.
You get what you pay for, you see?
You get what you pay for. I had no choice. It was a model home. So
That's true.
Hey, listen, thanks for doing this.
My pleasure.
All right, answering all the calls. That's Walter Atzi from Renovco. Jan Inks is back in next week. And, of course, Walter will take care of one more edition of The Notebook on Sunday morning, tomorrow morning at 6:40. Have a great weekend. David Trinidui, thank you. Matthew Gilmore. Lisa is standing by with more questions to answer, this time about automobiles. All right, have a great Saturday here from CJAD 800.
The CJAD Home Improvement Show is brought to you by Electrica, Montreal's trusted team of home electrical experts. Electrica with a K.ca.